Oh, I'm going to watch it. Believe me. I really love the...
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
So, Guru, would you be interested in, or the listeners out there, would you be interested in maybe Thursday or Friday as Philly game
gets closer.
Approaches?
Yeah.
I get one of my buddies on the radio
let's
who's
do
a
it.
50-year season ticket holder.
Oh, so he's in. Let's do
but
it.
But he's not a jerk. Like,
and
he's
let's
not
call it
come
behind
here.
Enemy lines. Your boy!
I got to figure out which of my two guys who are season ticket holders forever.
Are they nervous
be
on
bet-
the mic or
no,
not?
No, the one guy's been on before.
Anthony, Harry?
No. Anthony
Dude, Harry
DeMarco.
Would be. Okay, let's do it. He sounds like a Philly guy or a bookie. Anthony DeMarco.
He's from Philly. Yeah. Well, actually, South Jersey.
I like
Chicago Jason saying, season ticket holders, geez. Hey, Jace, he's a 50-year season ticket holder.
He's an Italian.
He can tell you exactly what happened the day that ostensibly Michael Irvin.
Well, they booed him.
Yeah.
They booed Santa Claus, too, at the Fed.
They didn't boo Michael Irvin.
Stein, that's...
They didn't. Boo Michael Irvin.
So what were the
There
boos?
Was a lot going on, and Deion Sanders had come over. First of all, nobody knew how hurt he was.
Okay, right.
And Deion
but
Sanders, as my friends were saying, was kind of acting the fool, doing some kind of dance around Irvin, like some kind, and my buddy described it as like a shaman-like dance to get him to get up and be healthy. And they were booing Deion Sanders, who was...
I was at the Hilton in Oakland
looked like
watching
he was
that
dancing
game before DirecTV.
Now, does he remember this the way that you remember that car accident?
No. No, in fact, you know what's funny? They on the front page of the Philadelphia Inquirer like 2 years ago, they had a photo of the game that Irvin... that the game that Irvin got hurt in.
It was raining.
They took some crowd shots, and my buddies were at the game.
They're not in
then
it.
Then last year... they took a photo of the same section, and it's all the same guys, but it's 25, 30 years later because they have
Oh, we got to get him on.
Tickets.
Anthony, so he's the leader in
I
the
call
clubhouse.
Him Tony.
Tony.
By the way, you know, I know this, is, and I'm not comparing the two.
Why do we call Richard Dick? I get Tony and Anthony, but help me with that. Just real quick.
I can't.
How do you get Dick from Richard? They call Norman Norm. I get that. Evan, help me.
It's shortened from Richard to Rick.
I don't know.
That's
Goo.
Not Dick.
I'm not in this one.
Rick. That's like William and Bill. I don't know.
Well, that bothers me too. Shout out
you
to
know,
Uncle Bill.
Bill's from Will.
Why does Steiny have a wizard shirt on? Because they're hot.
Dude, look at
Woo!
It.
Woo! 4 of 5.
They're looking into Trey.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. What a Trey Young with Alex Saar as a lob threat?
McCollum.
Forget it. Yeah, he'd be traded.
I think he's going to get traded.
Which one?
McCollum. Washington's not a bad watch for your league pass people out there.
What?
If you'd like to put something on the ponies, Washington is the
Guru, I like Washington, and I haven't seen him play one time this year.
But they got some guys, I'm just saying.
Nah, I can tell you what, name a couple.
Well, they have 15 of them. They Kuna have to
body.
Be on the
team. Dude, the guys... You...
By the way... And I'm not comparing the
down
two.
My road, yeah.
But I'm a little down, too. Now, not, it's
okay,
different
gotcha.
Kind of down.
Right, no, go ahead.
I'm
going to
say it, and I'm going to get out.
All right.
What is one of my sincere, authentic interests in life?
The Arctic.
Correct.
I got it. What do we got, Steiny?
What we got is a continuation of denigration of the Arctic. It's denigration of the Arctic.
It's an
what's going on right now.
Land.
It is.
And
it
what's
is,
going on?
You know what's going on.
Well,
it's not our land. It's the Inuits.
Guru tomorrow. I got you.
That's it. I'm done.
Well, thank you. Dude, Marvin Bagley III balling in D.C.
I don't know if he's balling.
I watched him. No internet up. Anthony Gill. No internet up, Steiny.
What's on the phone?
The plundering of the Arctic is one of the saddest things in our world over the course of the last 100 years.
Oh, man.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. We're going to go up there. Never mind.
Be careful, man.
You know what?
Happened the last 100 years.
I got to stay off Facebook, man.
You know what? I mean, you started. You know what? There was a race to the Arctic. You know that, don't you? And we lost. We lost.
But we really did.
The race is over.
But what did we do?
We are the worst. I'm done. All right. I think the Niners should take the ball first.
We'll see.
I'm kidding.
So they'll be in their whites because Philly's going to be in their home green, right? Philly will be. They need the old green, that Kelly green.
I love it. Yeah.
It's incredible. But if they just go to their traditional green, Niners will be in their white.
Any chance the last time the Niners were in Philly comes to fruition again?
I mean, if Brock can do this revenge, oh my God. You know it's on his mind. Hey, he took a hit Saturday night.
He's okay.
I was like, Aikman's so great. He goes, had he not ducked and got a glimpse of him, he would have been more upright. And there was, you know, stuff could have got rattled. So the fact that he saw it coming at the lady kind of squished him. Dude, he got popped.
You know what they say? It's not good if you can see it coming because apparently you tense up.
Ah.
That's when you get hurt. But if you're taken by surprise, you're still like loosey-goosey. And apparently you don't get hurt as much. They say that about a car accident.
Have I heard? Yeah. Well, I got to be careful. They had Baldy on in the morning.
Okay.
Did he, what was his take on everything?
Well, let's take a listen. Brock Purdy threw for 130 yards.
Oh, my God.
How'd he play?
You know what's wild is Brock Purdy actually played great. He played great, and they scored 3 points, which means Seattle's defense, it's just a bad matchup. McCaffrey doesn't have that ball go through his hands at the goal line. They probably score a touchdown right there. Maybe it's a different game. You know, come down the field. They had one play of 20 yards to Kittle. Like, there's no holes to get the ball. I mean, he's making all the right reads. He's doing everything he's supposed to do. That's the best defense. And I mean, Houston's good, but what they do is they're different than Houston in that they sit back in this cover two shell. You could run all the motions and shifts you want. They just sit there. They just let you do all your things. And then they match you up. And the ball can't, it's almost impossible to get the ball over their heads. And so there is no, now maybe Pearsall, if he's out there, maybe they find a way to get the ball. Maybe if Trent's there, they have an extra tick to get the ball down the field, whatever. But they're very difficult to penetrate.
Wow.
You know what's wild is Brock Purdy actually played great. He played great, and this
Baldy's our guy. But Stiney, I just got to say this. It sounds like he puts that interception definitely on McCaffrey. But can anybody on the offensive unit play great when you muster up three? That's just who I am. And I love me some Baldy. But I've watched Stiney great.
I mean, do you want to hear what I really, really think?
Every day.
There are aspects of football that we have no understanding of. And I do think it's possible that if Kyle Shanahan looks at the tape,
he could
probably find a couple guys who played well, but it just doesn't matter on an 11-on-11.
Meat left on the bone was that play. That was the only chicken they left on the bone. Because there wasn't no other chicken. The Niner offense was, they got down there, they were driving, and that's why that was just, was that bad luck or not, Stoddy?
What?
You're almost out of bounds, and it's
Which
the
one?
Interception going out of bounds, the McCaffrey one. Look at how much, dude, that was just like the ultimate buzzard luck. You were damn near out of bounds, I foop-boop-lop it, and then right in the basket of his, I'm in bounds, interception going the other way. 8 minutes off the clock.
I mean, I can just tell you that, you know, I love McCaffrey, said it's on me. I got to make that play, and he's right. But I'm sorry. The ball got tipped.
Yeah.
And but insignificant as the tip may have been.
It still got there, Stein.
Yeah, but we saw it redirect a little bit.
So you're saying that's why
it's not all, that's why I don't think it's all on Purdy.
Well, the defender
defender
caught it.
After McCaffrey dropped it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying McCaffrey had no business even catching it, but yeah, he should have caught it. At the same time, maybe if it doesn't get tipped, it's in a spot where he does make the catch, especially if we're talking about just a couple inches.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's very possible that that tip redirected the ball 3 or 4 inches and he was prepared to catch it without being tipped. I don't know.
What will you give me for this? Because this is what I'm really thinking. I mean, how bad a shape, and it's about the Eagles, and we're going to get into it and have fun, and I can't wait for the game, all the playoff games, Donnie. But Seattle did that to you with the stakes being more than they were week one. Your other division foe came in here and went up 21-0 on you. How concerned are you just about the Niners, you know, replacing and getting some weaponry and all the Ayuk stuff? Stani, if you look at it through the prism of the Seahawks and Rams until Stafford retires, which doesn't look like anytime soon, I do wonder how big of a gap there is. Because that, to me, I left that game and turned it off like, oh, Seattle's on another level. Do you have a problem with that? 13-3, goo, you're doing a little too much too soon?
I mean,
but I think of the Ram game and the Rams, where they're at, I just wonder how, you know?
They probably are at a different level now. Because the 49ers defense is missing, like, they're definitely a level, they've proved they're a level above the Niners when the Niners don't have Warner and Bosa and, you know, Pearsall and Trent Williams. There's no doubt about that. As for Philly, this is what Baldy said about the matchup.
Yes, it's the worst matchup. It's a 4:30 game on Sunday. The crowd will be juiced out of their minds. I was just there on Sunday doing the game against Washington. There's people in the building, in the Eagles building, that were pissed that they sat all their key starters to be ready for this game. The whole offensive line rested. The receivers rested. The quarterback, the running back. You're going to get a very rested. Jalen Carter is rested. Like, he told me, he's healthy. His shoulder's been bothering him all year. He had some procedures done. Jalen Phillips rested. Like, they're going to be full. Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell. Everybody took the week off to get ready for this game. You're going to see the Eagles fully rested. I mean, I would think that Trent will be back and Pearsall will be back, which will help. They don't have Seattle scheme, which is good.
You said it's the toughest matchup. Philly.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And it's where he got his elbow wrecked. That's why it'd be so poetic if he could come back a couple years later and extract revenge. Somebody from the text line, I got to be careful, Evan. Here I go. Asked both of us, or all three of us, has Brock Purdy ever faced Jalen Hurts? Do they got history in college? Of course, whatever system I use, AI tells me yes. Purdy and Hurts played against each other November 2019 when Hurts Sooners narrowly beat Purdy's Iowa State Cyclones 42-21. But what if I told you, Stani, I don't believe that? I've been victimized by AI. Like,
well, they were both in the Big 12 at the same time, so they probably played each other.
Yeah, you might have gotten this one right.
No, I wouldn't take credit for it.
But that's where the fact-checking comes into play. So you could be right. In fact, you probably are.
No, but it ain't a right. It ain't the one you want. I'm admitting I'm using
right.
The computer.
D. Lou. D. Lou on the text saying it's right.
When'd you give him the stamp of approval? Well, he's got to be fact-checked, too.
Evan confirmed, and then I got a second confirmation.
Does that mean anything?
Yeah, I would now bet on it happening. It did happen.
Don't journalists need, two sources to confirm something?
Yeah, one.
They used to. They used to need two.
Now there's,
I don't know how many you need now.
Now. It's all about TikTok now, Stani.
Stop!
Yeah, it is. More Baldy. Well, I gotta tell you, I do find this.
The Arctic?
No. So I guess Baldy was asked about, the offensive struggles for the Eagles.
This is what I want to hear.
I mean,
for the Eagles.
Let me just remind everyone. Like, struggles? Yeah, probably, yeah.
They didn't score the second half.
12-5.
All right.
The Eagles' offense has not been good all year. I mean, they take long naps during games.
Wow.
I don't care what game it is.
That's
long stretches where they're three and out. They haven't been good. Maybe with the rest, maybe they'll be better. Maybe they'll get some movement in the run game because they've really struggled. You let this quarterback hold the ball. The 49ers have 20 sacks in 17 games. Like, they don't have pass rushers. And the Eagles know Bryce Huff. They had him last year. That's how he got to San Francisco. Like, he's their best pass rusher. And you can't overuse Bryce Huff. He's not an every down player. It's just going to be tough.
Yeah, Baldy's got me thinking it's obviously going to be tough.
Sounds like you'd want to put the unit that kind of sleeps sometimes on the field first.
Remember, they were up 21-0 on Dallas and took a nap.
Yeah, Eagles. I don't know what the Eagles do if the Eagles, they can do whatever they want. Oh, you're saying? Oh, I see what you're saying.
Dude, Gino from the 650 says me and Phil on Mike should do the New Year's Eve thing.
Go ahead.
Dude,
see,
that's
if you
can
get somebody to pay you for it. Seriously.
Oh, let me tell you, so we might be in trouble.
Although, I'll tell you what, if you pay, you might be able to do it.
I got
to
call Evan out. We might be in trouble. So I'm driving around, headed to my destination, you know where, Friday. So I tune in to Bonte and Evan. And they had some plant callers. A couple callers called and said, this is a combination that should be on 10 to 2. Remember that, Evan?
Was that Doc Rivers?
I actually don't remember that.
You didn't listen. Friday.
Well, shocker.
Oh, right, you were golfing.
Oh.
I thought they were plant calls.
Yeah, Bonte said streets were talking.
Yeah, dude, he called me with that. I go, dude, what? Do you know what you're saying to me?
I don't know what that means.
They did a good job. I don't think Bonte liked when they would say filling in for you and I. It's just me. It's my brother. You know what I mean?
You and I are so different. We just are.
We really the same.
No,
that's
we're not.
That's why we worked longest running show in the Bay.
I couldn't care less.
But see,
I couldn't care less if a couple callers said, hey, Evan and Bonte, you should be doing 10 to 2.
It wasn't like that. But
Are you still in the phase of your career that bothers you?
Oh, not at all.
Like, it shouldn't be because you've been around for a while now.
But what you're right.
I'll tell you what, one of the most least attractive qualities, insecurity.
It is. I know. Can't stand it. But listen, what I've learned about you is in this setting, you won't admit that you want to talk about that. But
talk
if we were to
what?
Go to what I just brought up, but this is what I know about you. If we crack one open and we were at the cafeteria, you would revisit this conversation, and that's what makes you beautiful.
Revisit what? A listener saying Bonte and Evan?
Well, it was listeners.
So what?
I didn't like it. I think they were plant callers, Evan.
Do you
think I'm that insecure? I'm having fun. Well, it was bad material. Yeah. Relax.
But listen, I get it.
But I am insecure a little bit.
Listen, I don't want to talk about myself either, but you do realize where I'm at in my career right now.
I'm worried about me, but where are you
at? No, you're fine.
No, please. Dude, need a haircut?
Not long for this. How about
that? You say that. People love you, man. You're miserable on air, and they gravitate to that.
I super appreciate that in a big way.
But you're not done.
I got a big ass.
Not yet.
I still got a little contract left in me.
But what would you do?
I would.
Bonte misses it. He can tell me whatever. He misses it.
Okay.
But his life's better.
He's 40. He's still a working man.
Right.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, boy.
I have.
Not to get off your takes.
It's 40 years of me in the sports business. It's winding down. It's not hard to say.
I don't believe you. Okay. I hear you talking.
All right.
But what would you do with getting off watching a Warrior game and having just texting somebody your take?
I got off Twitter and I didn't care that I couldn't comment.
I don't think you're off, but you have no account.
Still on IG.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, sure.
And Facebook.
And the stuff you follow is getting a little weird. Like, you're getting broken in.
And TikTok.
What do you mean broken in?
When we hear stuff and we try not to hear it when we're prepping for the show, just the sites you frequent or visit, I'm like, oh, you're in the game. Like the stuff
out there.
No, just some of the videos.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about.
You're out there. That's awesome. It's a good thing.
Oh, I like stuff that's funny on the internet.
Reels and the political stuff.
Yeah, I'm interested in politics.
Careful.
I don't have to be. You know what, Goo? Shut up. I do not. What do I? What? Why?
Next question.
Why do I have to be careful?
You got a brand.
Right, and it's winding down. Goodness gracious.
That whole concept is winding down. You ain't going nowhere.
Let me tell you what I'm not going to do.
Let's go to the legal.
And you can take this to the bank. I ain't going out like the Warriors. I ain't going out as a play-in team.
Oh, man. Let me give you a two.
I get to hang around for the paychecks. Not who I am.
Anybody in particular you want to... point at?
Dude, that minus 65 for me with Trey at plus 90. I can't unforesee it, man.
I mean, yeah, let me, you know what? I did have a thought. Thought like Fitz. Maybe I'll retire with Curry. Yeah, right. He's got three more years left.
Well, that would be when I left. I love these people.
If you did that, that would be when I left.
So Curry's got one more year, and then he'll probably have another, at least one more, right?
I say two, but go ahead. Dude's look, fresh.
I'll retire before Curry.
Did you hear his little nuggy nug last night?
Oh, boy. Yes, I did,
actually. I was so despondent, no.
If you kind of sifted through him, you heard Curry say, because he was asked about fouling out for the first time in five years. Kind of said he's not going to foul out again for the next, well, he's not going to be here in 5 years.
Ooh. Do you hot shots know what team he fouled out against 5 years ago?
No.
They're Lakers. In the East. Just Cleveland. One guess. Nope.
I'll go Hornets.
They played him in their finals, 2022. Boston Celtics.
Boston.
In the finals?
Yeah, no, it wasn't in the finals. No. I was saying 2022 they played.
I'll just ask you. You seem to know a lot about it. Who's going to retire first, me or Curry?
Now, if I take you at your word, and you're truly, because in this business, a year is like three.
True. I mean, and
Curry's got four more.
Firing counts. If I get fired, that counts.
Negan loves you.
So if like if I get fired.
Well, you got a new boss, though.
Who?
The lady I said, Pretty Woman was my favorite movie, and everybody, there was some profiling going on I ain't talked about. That was uncomfortable.
You said it was your second favorite.
Yeah, but even then, the reaction was like I was up on stage. Do you guys know what you're saying? Like, why can't that be my movie?
Can you all get into speculation of what might be going through Steph Curry's mind right now?
Well, I'm not.
He knows.
No, he doesn't.
He knows.
When that day he did not check Draymond when he left, I'm done.
Are you done with Steph?
No, I love Steph. I'm just saying, you know.
It was a low blow on ESPN, I thought, during the trash Draymond segment to play that video of Curry crying from 2024 against Orlando.
Did they bring that up?
I mean, he was just weeping. In Orlando.
Something happened that day, man.
Yeah, Draymond got thrown out.
No, but I'm
Curry
talking about,
got sick of it.
He felt betrayed, basketball betrayed. Like, dude. But he loves him, man.
Yeah.
I love you like Steph loves Dre. How about that? With all your imperfections, I'm here for you.
So I guarantee you talk behind my back then.
Oh, no. I'm sure that happens. That's part of it.
Right.
Nothing wrong with pillow talking. I wouldn't know.
Hey, we got the crossover coming up next with Willard and Dibs.
How's he? Willard, when are the officials left? I think they're going to go at it because Dibs is going to stand up. I'll set it up.
Okay. Yeah. All righty. Crossover time on the other side. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.